This is Rick Ruan here with Mark Farinchek to talk about scooters yet again.
Yes.
It's been several weeks since we first sat down to talk about the city's new regulations and rules for how you could store scooters. And a lot has happened since then, so we thought it would be a good opportunity to catch you up on everything that has happened in the last several weeks, including a ban on riding scooters on the sidewalk. I personally got to see what I would say was the probably most impressive recklessness that I've seen on a scooter to date. There was a guy riding on a sidewalk, blew through a crosswalk after the countdown while on a cell phone riding a scooter. So it was actually just impressive how careless he was riding his scooter. So I know, Mark, you've seen some similar stuff around town.
Yes.
As you've been driving and walking.
Yes,
streets of downtown Columbus.
Again, it's been interesting. Actually, about 10 days ago, there were two scooters coming right towards me on a one-way street downtown at night, and they made it over to the curb in time. They were on the street, but they were going the wrong way, right into traffic. And again, but the thing is, you see them all over the place. So my brother was in town from Atlanta a few weeks ago. It's the weekend, it's raining, and there was a gang of five scooter riders coming down High Street. And my brother
made a gang.
That's what my brother says. Yeah. Is that a scooter gang? Yes.
Right.
So I think people, you know, with some of the provisions that are going to be in effect, including a speed limit, 20 miles an hour, can't be on freeways. That should be an obvious one, but you never know. Somebody might try to go on 71 somewhere.
Sure. So it's probably helpful to explain to people who maybe haven't used the scooters yet exactly how they work. So over the summer, the scooters just sort of appeared overnight on sidewalks around the city, mostly concentrated in the downtown area. And the way that they work is you download an app to your smartphone for whichever vendor you want to use. You link your credit card on that app, and then you just simply walk up to the scooter, open the app, and scan a code on the scooter that unlocks it, and then you pay by the minute as you use it. They're electric, and it doesn't take long to get started. I know when I tried it, I didn't even have the app when I walked up to the scooter, and I was probably on board of the thing in, you know, 5 or 6 right. minutes. And they created a public safety conundrum for City Hall as they wondered,
yes,
how do we go about regulating these things? And back in August, we reported on those initial rules on where they could park them and the fact that the city was going to require these companies to get a license, that the city was going to limit the number of companies they would license, limit each company to 500 scooters, and a portion of those scooters have to be distributed not just in the Central Business District and in and around downtown, but in poorer neighborhoods.
Right.
And give folks an opportunity to use those without a credit card. Not everybody has a credit card. Not everybody can get a credit card. The companies say that they already offer that option where you can essentially purchase what amounts to a gift card for the service at gas stations and retailers and then just link that. Since then, Mayor Genther's administration was working on additional regulations about where you can ride the scooters. That's where the sidewalk ban came into effect. Right. So they initially issued an emergency order pending council approval of a more permanent change, which came just this past week, that council said you cannot actually ride the scooters on the sidewalks, and instead you have to ride them on the street. On top of those rules, Mark mentioned the speed limit, that 20 mile per hour speed cap on scooters. Scooter riders can only ride on streets with a speed limit of 35 miles per hour or lower unless they're riding in a bike lane or on a shared use path. No scooters on the freeways. That's one I haven't seen yet. I have not seen any scooters on the freeway.
Not yet.
Right. Only one person per scooter. I have seen that, particularly over on the Ohio State campus, multiple people trying to ride scooters. I've only seen two at this point. I haven't seen more than that.
Nobody riding anybody's shoulders yet.
Not yet. Yes. And then only two scooters riding side by side, and take your earbuds out when you are riding the scooter because you're not supposed to have those in either. And if you ride on the sidewalk, it's a minor misdemeanor. It can be ticketed, but remains to be seen how many tickets city's going to write, that police are going to be going after scooter riders.
Right, and that's just it. It's like, so how well will this be enforced? Like the panhandling legislation as well. You know, how well is that being enforced? So I think the interesting thing is, too, is, you know, there was a public hearing. And so some people were talking about, right, like scooter only lanes, right?
Yeah.
And that would be difficult, but it's a good point, because if you're expected to share streets and bike lanes and multi-use trails, that could cause a number of problems as well. I don't know how difficult it would be to add scooter lanes, and I'm trying to remember if there's anywhere else in the country that does something like that. My guess is no, but
not that I've seen.
Yeah. So if you're, I'm just thinking some of the bike lanes downtown, if they're, you know, you're still in traffic basically, and if you're trying to share the bike lane with bikes and scooters, pedestrians occasionally too, it could be a traffic mess, you know, certainly. But yeah, in terms of enforcement, you know, I think city leaders are probably know that unless somebody's doing something that's really, really egregious, you know, police have a lot of other stuff to do.
I think where you're going to see this come into play is that if somebody is riding a scooter on the sidewalk and they mow down a pedestrian, yep, while they're doing that, and the police or EMS need to respond to that situation, yep, that's where you're going to see the scooter rider most likely get cited. Don't anticipate that you're going to suddenly see downtown flooded with police on every street corner looking for somebody who's riding their scooter on the sidewalk. In fact, the way that the law is written, the city essentially lumped scooters in with bicycles, which already are banned from sidewalks. Well, not entirely. Children can actually ride their bikes on sidewalks, but adults are not allowed to. And that particular piece of city code is pretty rarely enforced. I think going back to 2015, according to the Franklin County court records, I found that it had only been used 240 times,
right,
in, you know, 3.5 years. So not something that you're seeing a whole lot of, probably won't see a whole lot of with scooters, but it's more of the threat of the possibility, so right, that they can get people on the road a little bit more.
It'll be interesting, too, to see if any other companies want to take a chance here. They seem to be pretty popular. I'll be curious to see how this works in the winter when the weather gets bad, and if they're going to remove a number of scooters, not totally eliminate them during the cold months, but it'll be interesting to see how that works from at least their business model, and but also if they're going to start to introduce these in other neighborhoods in Columbus and try to do in other suburbs. Obviously, Upper Arlington and Bexley have said no so far.
I think Worthington and Powell are actually trying to be proactive,
right,
as well. This week, Community News had some reporting on that this week, that they are taking the proactive approach to putting together some regulation before the scooters actually show up there. I think they probably see the writing on the wall of what's happening here. You brought up the infrastructure question, and you're right. At the public hearing, there was a lot of conversation about, does the city need to be investing more in infrastructure that is specific to alternative forms of transportation, alternative to cars? Mm-hmm. And that's complicated. I mean, you're throwing scooters into just a giant pot of other means of transportation that people are using today. They're being used increasingly. More people are using them more frequently. But cars are still the dominant form of transportation in Columbus.
Right. And also with scooters, this is a brand new thing. I mean, these are brand new companies that have exploded across this country. And how much of this is going to be simply a trend? So if the city wants to spend a lot of money on this, or the county or whomever, what if, you know, 5 years from now, people are just done with it, just tired of them, or aren't ready to stick with them for that long? I mean, these are things that the city has to grapple with, too. It's like, how much money do we want to spend on something that's only been around for a few months and may not be around a couple of years from now?
Not just with scooters, though, but with all of these other forms of transportation, the city has to, the city and ODOT really has to think about, you know, how are people getting around today versus how are people going to get around 5, 10, 20, 50 years from now, and how is that going to change? You've seen the city invest in bike infrastructure. We see it downtown. There are bike lanes on 3rd and 4th Street that weren't there 5 years ago, and they certainly cause headaches for car drivers.
Yes.
We hear about them all the time. Yes. Plenty of people want to complain about those bike lanes. But for cyclists, they will tell you that without that dedicated infrastructure, you're never going to get that mode shift. You're never going to get more cars off the road if you don't give people, especially entry-level cyclists, some sort of dedicated infrastructure where they feel safer than riding in the road with cars, which they're legally entitled to.
And Columbus has, it's a nice problem, but it's a difficult one for this type of situation because it's not like it's a stagnant population where if fewer people drive and more people take alternative transportation, then you are taking more cars off the road. But this population continues to grow, so you'll have more people using alternative means of transportation. You'll probably also have more people driving, too. So where do you put that effort or emphasis or money on when still so many people drive and this area continues to grow and alternative means of transportation continue to grow, too? It's just it's an expensive question. It's a difficult planning question.
It's expensive. It's difficult. I think the one place you can really look to how are things going to progress is over on Cleveland Avenue, where we have the bus rapid transit line. It's not what you would think of as a true bus rapid transit line because it does not have dedicated lanes as BRT does in other cities, but it does have signal priority. It is supposed to move a lot faster from downtown all the way up to the Polaris area. It'll be interesting to see how things shape up over there and how that affects other infrastructure decisions going forward.
Yep.
So what are the, Mark, from your perspective, big questions about these scooters from here? Are there still things that you think need to be resolved? I mean, I've got a couple myself, but just kind of curious if there's anything that stands out to you.
I mean, I think the city, it's a good start. And I think just people from the city attorney's office to safety to council to the administration and community leaders and just residents, we just have to see, again, as these become increasingly popular, and my guess is for a while they will, but there's going to be a lot of safety issues. And for better or worse, it's probably going to take some incident to say, well, we need to address that they didn't foresee. It seems, again, speed limits are good. Keeping them off of sidewalks is safer. But again, when you see people driving them down the middle of the street with the rest of traffic and drivers aren't paying attention, and it's not the scooter rider's fault, but it's an interesting mix where, yes, bicyclists do this, motorcycle riders for years too. Scooters are a little different because also people aren't familiar riding them. They think they are. They think, it's a scooter. How hard could it be? And we did a story a few weeks ago that showed, of course, people are getting banged up riding these things because it's easy to fall. It's easy to hit a crack. It's easy to run into something. So again, I think it's a good start in terms of what they've done. I know they looked at other cities too, but this is so brand new. It's just going to be an evolving situation, I think.
Yeah, I think the safety reports are going to be really interesting. Mm-hmm. Part of the licensing requirements that the city is putting in place for the scooter companies is that they have to provide a whole bunch of data to the city, including location, real time, how often each individual scooter is being used, but also if the scooter is involved in some sort of an incident, they have to provide that information to the city so the city can keep track of, you know, how dangerous are these things?
Right.
Is it a perceived danger or is it a real one? So it'll be fascinating to see what that data looks like. And I don't know how much of it we'll get this year, just because, as you alluded to earlier, as we get into the winter months, they won't be used as much. And will the companies leave them out? How many will they leave out? It might be next year that we have a better sense of that, but it is going to be fascinating to look at it. I think the other big question is going to be around insurance going forward. So when those incidents happen,
There will be lawsuits somewhere along the way. Yeah.
Right. Who is covered and how are they covered is going to be a really important question, particularly if there is a major incident, which we hope wouldn't happen. But if somebody gets hurt and the scooter rider is at fault, you know, where does liability lie?
Right. And that's going to be very interesting because I think not just here, but across the country, these cases are going to set precedents and set the tone for the future, too.
Absolutely. That's all we have for you. We'll keep you updated on all the latest scooter news at dispatch.com and your daily dispatch. Thanks for joining us.